The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, Antonio Smith is making tough decisions. And deleted scenes from Kid Reporter.
We're like 20 years younger than you.
Okay, let's just get on with the questions.
Okay.
Texans Buzz starts now. Got a great show for you tonight. Winning the game in Indianapolis probably has something to do with our great moods tonight, but also everything on tonight's show.
Like the old saying goes, winning is so much better than losing. Is that a saying?
It is now.
We've got a great show for you tonight, though, because Jadeveon Clowney's going to be on. We have rookies shopping for Christmas and a whole lot of other stuff.
Yeah, but first, let's get you caught up on everything that happened in the stadium this week at NRG.
There's been plenty of teams who haven't played good in December or November, but they always finish strong in the season, and then momentum carries over into the playoffs. Anything can happen. It's the NFL.
After everything he's been...
Most important thing right now is to win. In December, you got to play your best football.
What is the key to winning in a division? I asked Bill this, and he didn't really have a good answer. He's 13-3 in the AFC South.
To be honest, I'm 26, man, and this is the biggest dream I ever had in my life.
Do you wish you could get players on the field at 5 a.m. to do drills over and over and over until they get it right, like Allen Robinson said you did at Penn State?
I didn't. Allen Robinson.
5 a.m. five times till you got it right.
No, Allen. Come on, Allen. Allen Robinson's a great kid. He's an excellent pro, and he did an unbelievable job for us at Penn State. But I wouldn't believe everything he says.
Allen Robinson, he's a wide receiver for the Jaguars, used to play for Bill O'Brien. That's why that question comes up.
Thanks for explaining that. And more explanation needed for this next feature, because we asked the hard-hitting questions of the players, or the players asked the hard-hitting questions.
That's right. John Weeks took the mic for this week's Players Only.
John Weeks here, your second favorite long snapper. We all know who the first is, the Magic Man. Backup punter. You're freaking me out right now. Stop staring at the camera. If you were single, which one of these lovely ladies would you like to date?
Cinderella, Ariel, Mulan. Who the heck? Who? Belle?
You don't know who Belle is?
Nah. Beauty and Beast.
There you go.
Oh, all right. Princess Jasmine.
Don't act like you don't know your Disney princess.
Pocahontas. Princess Tiana. Snow White. I'm going to go with Princess Jasmine.
Princess Jasmine, why?
Because she hanging around Aladdin a lot, so I want a couple wishes. That's why.
You're interested in the genie.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I've already made my decision.
You've made your decision already? That was quick. Did we even finish the whole list? You didn't even look at the whole list yet. Come on.
As soon as I seen Pocahontas, like...
That's your girl.
Something about her.
Why Pocahontas?
Because she can sing. Okay. She looks great.
Okay.
And everything about her is just mystical. Something I just like.
Mystical.
Yeah.
Describe mystical.
Mystical.
Pocahontas.
Okay, that's the second. That's the second consecutive Pocahontas has been chosen. Why Pocahontas?
I'm an outdoors guy. Yeah, I like to be outdoors, and she's
very naturey.
Yeah, she could take me around the jungle.
Jungle? Or
she lives in the jungle, right?
I'm going Jasmine.
Okay. Why Jasmine?
Just youth crush, you know?
Youth crush.
I would say I would go with Mulan. And why is that? Because Mulan is...
That's the first time we've had Mulan, so yes, please explain.
Mulan, you know, exactly. Yeah, she's a fighter. You know.
I see.
I love a feisty woman, so Mulan.
Woo! My number one is Belle, probably.
Okay. And all right, then, now Belle rejects you and says no way.
Then it would have to be probably Tiana.
Okay, solid choices.
And if she don't like me, then Pocahontas will do.
I mean, one, who could not like you, right?
I mean,
now why Belle?
Belle?
Why Belle?
Is
it because she's a book nerd?
No, it's because she is a sweetheart, man. I mean, I know they all are, but man, she fell in love with the Beast.
Right,
like the Beast. Like, come on, man.
Cinderella too.
What traits about Cinderella do you enjoy?
The classic blonde.
Classic blonde?
Just a keeper.
I would say Cinderella too.
She can do both.
She can dress up, and then she's like, she can be like the relaxed look.
So she looks good in the sweatpants and the baggy t-shirt, but then when she dresses up on the date, she still looks good.
That's a hard choice. I'm going to have to go... Ah, man. Mermaid, man. I could be like a mermaid.
Prince.
You know, I ain't got to worry about nothing. And every now and then, I come to the surface, check on y'all, see how y'all doing.
I like that. I mean, it makes complete sense.
Mark, it actually is a hard-hitting question because A, they're cartoons, and B, players don't date cartoons.
Yes, but if you could, I would think Jessica Rabbit would be a choice. She's not a princess, though.
That's right. Out of those, Mark, who would you pick?
Cinderella. She's very low maintenance.
Enchanting stories.
But the spider wasn't dead. It was just a hairball.
What?
And get to know DeAndre Hopkins. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ford Studio. You know, we get to know these players really well, Mark, but there's another layer of getting to know.
And Drew Doherty's the man to drill deep. Dive deep. DeAndre Hopkins, deep.
Normally, I start these things out with a little rhyme, but there's nothing normal about this guy. He's unique. He's nuke. It's DeAndre Hopkins. As voted by your teammates, the coolest hair on the team.
That's an honor. That's an honor. Usually guys don't give me kudos on my hair, you know, especially football players, tough guys. Nah, but they always mess with me with my hair.
It's not Hopkins because of his style right now. I don't get it.
DeAndre. I mean, he got the dreads. He ain't cut the sides off now. So he got his own little style right now. Yeah. So I would say he's trending.
I'll go with Alfred.
Yeah, I'll go
Alfred
with Alfred.
Knows, Alfred knows more.
Yeah, Leck from Texas. You know, nothing against some Texas people, you know, but they just, you know.
Leck's hair is more like mine than his. I kind of know. Naturally, you got good hair. You like modeling. What was going on here? You looking good in the mustard pants with a couple pretty ladies.
Oh, man, yeah, that was a Saks Fifth Avenue modeling event. They wanted me to come out and be the star, you know, celebrity. Thought it'd be a cool thing to do.
Went down the runway. Did you have to do any, like, did they say, hey, try this and go down the runway?
No, nah, I told them I was a natural. You know, I told them I came out the womb modeling, you know. Nah.
That's cool. That's runway modeling. And then you got this one. That's a very serious. What were you thinking about, first of all? And what was the name of that pose that you were doing?
During that shoot, I was pretty hungry, so I was thinking about Chick-fil-A, but but it's for GQ. It's pretty dope.
That's okay. You want to be in GQ, kids? Think about Chick-fil-A and make that face. My favorite all-time DeAndre Hopkins touchdown celebration is dead fish. Let's look at it one more time because it's so sweet. Big touchdown a couple years ago. Pause. Wait for it, and I love it. The best part is a nice little yellow hanky thing. Couldn't matter.
Right.
Texans win.
Right.
Where does that come from? I've heard the story, but it's a fantastic story. What's the deal?
Man, that's my favorite soccer celebration, you know, soccer players do. You know, I just thought I would incorporate it. My next touchdown, I was playing FIFA a lot that week also, so that's my go-to celebration when I score on people. You know, it's the dead fish. It's like basically, you know, like saying the other team is just, you know, it's just coming out the water, dead fish. So, yeah.
Messi, your favorite soccer player?
Oh, yeah.
Messi?
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Let's play another game, though. It's time for Say What?
Say what?
Presented by IW Marks. Here we go. Soccer. Hacky sack. Juggling. Goal. Shot. Kick. Dead fish. Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo. Football. Quarterback throwing the ball. Don't say basketball. Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Lion King, Simba. Oh, LeBron James. Fences, stripes, painting.
It's zigzag. A safari animal.
Oh, zebra. Okay. That's it, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. It's good stuff.
Appreciate
stuff.
It.
Mark, you know we can't talk about DeAndre Hopkins and not talk about his fashion sense.
Absolutely. And the hair, I wish I could pull that look off.
You could try
it.
No way. You could try it.
No way. And DeAndre actually sat down with the kid reporters, didn't he?
That's right. And you know what? This week we got a special treat. Deleted scenes from Kid Reporter. Take a look.
Okay. We're not using zone defense.
I thought we were using the double team, guys.
You're not gonna have to run away from us.
I like your jacket. You guys look really nice.
Why? We on air?
Remember it loud. You know that AT&T commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they have those kids and.
Yeah. Yep, Verizon's better. Yeah.
There's a question for you. Okay.
Makes sense. I like it.
Yep. Yesterday when I was trying this on, I said I looked like a waiter from a fancy restaurant.
You do.
We're not about your age. We're like 20 years younger than you.
Okay, let's just get on with the questions.
Okay.
Where is this going?
Your hair is fantastic.
It was actually like a pet spider, but they thought it was of like a wild spider.
That sounds interesting.
Until the second oldest sister saw that they were holding a funeral that she killed the spider.
They held a funeral for a spider?
Yeah.
See, I don't even like spiders.
But the spider wasn't dead. It was just a hairball.
What? So it wasn't even a spider?
Just a hairball from their pet dog.
See, I gotta watch this show now. I'm interested.
What do you do when you're bored?
When I'm bored, I play games on my phone.
Whenever I'm bored, I just jump around.
You jump around?
Yeah, I jump.
You got a lot of energy.
Yeah, man. I like go into my bedroom and jump around. Okay.
Good job, fellas. Good job, fellas.
Thank you, guys. That was fun. Thank you. Okay.
Dad, can you take a picture?
None of this can be used.
Mark, where is this going? None of this can be used.
None of it, but we used it anyway. And those kids, the hair, they want photos.
They don't like the questions.
Next thing you know, they're going to want to get paid.
Jadeveon Clowney answers fan questions. Next on Texans Buzz. Hey, everybody. Are you ready for your social media fix this week? Last week, we promised you that we'd show you a picture of this J.J. Watt, Devin Still bet, and we are not going to disappoint. J.J. Watt delivered. He never makes a bet he can't keep. Well, maybe he shouldn't have made this one. When his Wisconsin Badgers lost to Penn State in the Big Ten Championship, Watt said that he would wear some Penn State gear, and he did. I like that Devin Still didn't just stick to a t-shirt and shorts. He had the hat with the furry hair and all that coming out. Well done, Devin. All right, next, Robert Nelson's jersey is going up in his high school. North Gwinnett High School Bulldogs will hang this jersey on their NFL alumni wall. Looks like that wall is getting pretty crowded as it is. All right, next, Bernard McKinney has a lot of style and a lot of hair, and so does his mini-me. Check out this picture of Little Mac. What a cutie. Players are learning. If you want to get on likes and stuff, post pictures of your kids. It works every time. All right, next, we got some players that were doing some work up in Indianapolis. A.J. Boye met up with some of his little buddies who were supporting him with their 21 jerseys. And also Quentin Demps, he was part of a field trip for kids, sixth graders, who went to the Texans game in Indianapolis. And he tweeted this, Uncle Q loves the kids. That happened before the game, but some great things happened during the game, as you all remember. Some of our players posted their favorite moments on Instagram and Twitter. Check these out. Whitney Merciless, hungry for a hashtag sandwich. Dwayne Brown with a pregame speech. Lamar Miller doing his thing, gives a shout out to his O-line in his post. And then, of course, how can we forget, Andre Howell gets the interception, posts a picture with the ball. There was a lot to like about that game, including this week's Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Right after the game, a fan captured this moment off the broadcast and tweeted it out. It was DeAndre Hopkins doing this right after the postgame locker room speech. Hey, sometimes winning gets you so excited you just want to dance or show off your best Michael Jackson move. So then another fan made this. DeAndre looks like a regular, smooth criminal. Hopefully we see some of those moves in the end zone really, really soon. All right, that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.
You know, for DeAndre Hopkins, it's Michael Jackson. For people of my generation...
Oh, John Travolta.
Yes.
I like it. All
absolutely.
Right. Our fans are so creative. Mm-hmm. They come up with some great things. They come up with some great questions every week. They did not disappoint in this week's What's the Buzz with Jadeveon Clowney.
From Jonathan, what's your favorite cereal, Fruit with Pebbles or Cocoa Puffs? Fruit with Pebbles are my favorite cereal. I love the milk at the end, really. It's all about the milk for cereal. From Natasha, have you ever had short hair? Probably in middle school I had short hair, but I always had braids or something growing up. Gerard, what animal I love to have as a pet? A monkey. I always want a monkey because I probably could teach you how to do certain things. And people love monkeys. Max, what's your favorite video game? Madden. I'm very good at Madden. It's like calling plays. I use all the Texas calls. So, for Matt, can I eat a 72-ounce steak? I'm going to say yes, I can. I probably ate it more than one time already. I eat steak a lot. Stephanie, what's your teammate? Which are your teammates getting? What the? Oh, stop. Kush. Yes, that's the guy. Cushion.
I am so not surprised that Jadeveon Clowney has eaten a 72-ounce steak many times before.
And speaking of steak and food, what about the Houston Texans cookbook?
Is there a steak recipe in there?
I don't care because there's Vander Pancakes, which is mine, the most important one here. No, actually, there's all sorts of stuff from the players and people involved with the Texans organization, and it all benefits the Houston Texans Foundation.
Available online or in the Go Texans store. Get yours today.
That's a plug.
The rookies definitely know their reindeer.
Was there a Frank?
Coming up. Welcome back. Final segment of the show. This time of year is so special, Mark, because players are out and about and they're helping out kids in need.
Yeah, the Texans always step up. You know, at Academy Sports and Outdoors this past week, kids from the Boys and Girls Club of Houston and the Houston Texans YMCA got some surprises.
From rookies.
I'm a man, Nick Martin here, signing autographs. Nick, did you have fun today?
Oh, I had a blast, man.
Nick, I got a real question for you. Can you name four of the original eight reindeer?
Donner, Blanson, Rudolph, Blitzen.
Nick's a boss. Give me all eight of the original eight reindeer.
I know Donner, Blitzen, Prancin, Rudolph, obviously.
Why does everybody say obviously on that one? What's up?
I got the Rudolph red nose on my car right now. Was there a Frank?
There is not a Frank.
Freddy.
All right.
Freddy? Francis? Freddy? Francis? I don't know, man.
What's your favorite Christmas carol?
Christmas carol? Melikaliki Maka. Of course.
Can you sing some of that for it? Because we got to hear that.
Man. God. Melikaliki Maka is the thing you say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's all I got.
That's all we got. All right. Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it. We back. What's your favorite memory about Christmas, KJ?
Cookies.
All right. That was quick. Will, what's your favorite memory about Christmas?
Oh, man. Just all those presents, man. I have four sisters and one brother. My parents did it big, so there was a lot of gifts everywhere.
Got my man Clifford here. Hey, Clifford. So what was your favorite gift today?
My favorite gift was the basketball goal.
You good though? Alright. So what's your favorite part about Christmas?
My favorite part about Christmas is when I get to rip the paper down.
You get to rip the paper off your gifts and get ready to get them.
Mark, I learned some reindeer names that I did not know existed before.
Yeah, I never knew Frank was a reindeer.
Franson, Blanson.
How about Bob? Bob the Reindeer.
Is Blitz a reindeer name?
Blitzen, Blitz. Good enough. Blitz is going to go see Santa.
Is that I am still in first place.
Yes, but it's also important to note that upper management has forced you to pick the Browns this week, so I'm going to catch up.
It's not going to matter. But you know what? I want to take a look at that Christmas list again. What did Blitz ask for you?
Cole, not nice, doggy.
All right, Mark, what's on your Christmas list?
A victory. In fact, 3 and out on the way out of the regular season.
That would be so nice. That's going to do it for us for tonight for Texans Buzz. Thank you so much for watching. Let's get you pumped up for tomorrow's game against Jacksonville.
Houston Texans and Jacksonville Jaguars will battle for the second time this year.
This is what we're looking for. This is what we're talking about. Houston Texans football.